looking back on my father's conversion and remembering all those years where he rejected the gospel and was totally intolerant to the gospel, I wrote him a letter one time just to try to get through to him because he was impossible almost to speak to face to face because he would just turn away and say, don't say that. And after I wrote him that letter sharing the gospel with him, he wrote back to me and said, I never want you to talk about that again. So he was kind of establishing the ground rules there. And for some time I didn't, but then I got a call from him one day and I knew that he had cancer and they had said that it was terminal. And he said the pain had set in and he didn't want to live with that pain and he was about to take his life. And he was really calling to apologize for the mess that he was going to leave. He said he had a gun to his head even right then. I begged him not to. I drove the 30 minutes to his house, got there, walked in the door, here's guns laying on the floor, calling for my dad, no answer, bracing myself for what I was going to see, turned the corner into his bedroom and he bumped into me, walking out. I took him to the hospital and they said he's going to have a surgery early the next morning. So I came back and I was with him about 45 minutes before the surgery and I just shared the gospel with him again, and maybe in some ways for the first time, because always before he wouldn't let me continue. And so shared it with him and just said, Dad, I know you don't want to hear this. You told me that, but because I love you and because I don't know whether you're going to come out of the surgery, I don't know whether I'm going to see you again. I just want you to know what Jesus did for you. And he was quiet and was kind of a captive audience because he's laying back on this bed that's going to be taken into surgery. And he ends up coming to faith in Christ and praying a prayer of salvation and repenting of his sin and all of that. Well, I was so unprepared. Literally, as I was sharing the gospel with him, I was saying, thank you, Lord, so much that you've given me one last opportunity with my dad. Never actually believing that he would come to faith, because see, I had trusted God for the salvation of fathers of my friends. You know, that was one thing, but I knew my dad. I knew his level of hostility. So I guess one thing I would say to people is do not give up. Don't give up praying. Don't give up attempting to share the gospel. And I know you have to choose the right time and the right way that somebody is open to. But it was such a great reminder to me that it is totally a work of grace. And so sometimes we think, like with my mom, I look at her and I say, well, it was easier for my mom to come to Christ because she was such a nice person. Well, that's really false. You know, sin separates us from God. Conversion is always a miracle. It wasn't less of a miracle for my mom than it was my dad. I think when you realize it's always a miracle, then when you look at the hard case, and sometimes dads are the hard cases, you say to yourself, well, yeah, but it always takes a work of grace. It always takes a miracle of conversion. Conversion is not a natural thing. It's a supernatural thing. So I think that's where the trust comes in, is to say, God, I'm leaving this to you. You can draw this person to yourself. I'm asking you to do it. But I'm not sitting here thinking that just because of hostility to the gospel, it's an impossible scenario. I mean, look at the Apostle Paul and look at so many other examples.